Aging is a process that stirs complex emotions. As our 40-something commentator Marion Winnick realized, courtesy of an overly close encounter with a mirror.
From a distance, you can't see it. The surface of the skin beneath my eye, the cross-hatched creases where once it stretched smooth. Close up, I catch it in the mirror, then flick my gaze away. My invisible face, the face of my consciousness, is still the smooth one. If I look too long, this new face will stick. The first time I thought of aging, I was 22. Did I find one gray hair? Spy one pucker from the kisses I gave my cigarettes linger briefly above my lip, portending? I don't remember what started it, how I heard the gong within me saying, youth is over, something else is beginning, come to me, my precious. That's how I thought of it then. Aging was my dark prince, my secret husband, taking me on a bridal journey of 10,000 nights to our true home. Perhaps I was already tired, already ready to lay it down. Already it seemed simpler to conceive a love contract with death than to negotiate the reality of a woman's life. First, the tuning fork of beauty always ringing in your ears. At best, you are flat or sharp, more likely off by octaves. Second, and no matter what you look like, the effect of your body on men. The vast conceptual kingdoms and tiny backyard corrals built to contain the desire and the fear. Third, optional but recommended. Children, born and tended on, in, with, and by your body. Your body, which is their very ground, the home they struggle to leave like tortured expatriates discussing you over drinks in a bar in Guadalajara. So one possibility is that when it's over, when your rear sags like an empty hammock and nobody gives a hoot what you look like and your children have taken off in their lime green Volkswagen Beetles for the metaphorical Guadalajara, that you feel freed. A crone, feminism tells us, is not a shriveled witch, but a sorceress monk. Fragile-boned, gnarled-fingered, breasts long in retirement, her eyes sparkle in her crinkly face, wizened, yes, but wise. Does that sound good? Not sure? Okay, think of it this way. Imagine there's a mandatory worldwide beauty contest for all females between 12 and 50-some. The cutoff used to be a couple of decades earlier, but between Botox and Premarin, between hair dye and plastic surgery, 50 is the new 30. Unless you're an actual Oscar nominee or a trophy wife, in which case it's 60. So there's this contest, and every time we leave the house, we're crossing the pageant stage. And every day, just about every one of us loses. Loses abysmally. Doesn't even make the first cut. Clings to some one-time special category award. Pretty face for a chubby girl. Wow, that's some red hair. Nice rack. And trudges wearily on, leading with her dog-eared assets until aging takes them too. But here's the good news. If becoming an official old lady is one way out of the contest, it's also your big chance to get off the judge's panel. You no longer have to decide whether you look all right. You no longer have to answer that question with a resounding no or a tense, shaky yes, because guess what? Old ladies cannot lose. Just as nobody measures up to the ideal woman, nobody looks as bad as the hypothetical old lady. You've got to be 95 and show every day of it to fit the stereotype. Okay, so back to this face. The crow's feet, the drooping lid skin, the pale etched curves below lapping the cheek like salt lines left by waves on the shore. Well, of course. I never wore sunscreen as a kid, though I grew up on the beach. Smoked a lot of cigarettes before I knew any better. Was told by a facialist at 40 there's still time to repair this damage. Didn't listen. Have found the time perhaps twice in the last 5 years to put on eye cream before bed. It has a history closing in on a half century, this face. And for the story of the soul inside, look at the eye itself. It's me. It's still me.
Commentator Marion Winnick is aging gracefully in Glen Rock, Pennsylvania.